We have a grant, as I think many of you know, through the Alliance for Early Success to help increase the business voice and the engagement of business leaders in the need for both high-quality childcare and early learning settings. I have enjoyed reading again about our five-decade-long history in this, and I think it's an important piece of the CED heritage that I hope we continue to step up well into. And I think it's particularly important to us in terms of making long-term investments in both the success of the business community and our country. We need our employees with kids to have access to high-quality child care so that they can reliably show up for work, so they can be focused on their job without worrying on their children. But we also need those children to do well for the long-term success. They need access to high-quality child care and early learning settings because we know that this is when the most formative parts of their brain formation and their learning capabilities are set. And if we wait until they're in high school age, we've already lost much of the battle by then. We will talk a lot, and we continue to talk a lot about science because that's what drives investments in early childhood. Studies show that investing now means saving a lot of government dollars later. So in terms of, you know, our own commitment to fiscal responsibility, we need to spend money where it has the most impact. And clearly the most impact comes from the earliest intervention in child care and education rather than trying to deal with remediation 10 to 12 years later. So what do we look for the business community to do? We look for them to communicate. We look for each of us to create our own unique story and business perspective on why that's important and to speak authentically and to make certain that we speak in all of the trade and business associations that we're part of and not to forget our local chambers of commerce. All of these are important actors in this. And then we need to look at how do we mobilize our groups of employees to make them advocates for this, especially those who are parents and are actively and emotionally engaged in this topic to become champions of high-quality education. Advocacy, critical. It's what we're good at. We need to do better. The achievement gap isn't something that happens late in high school. It's first noticed in kindergarten, but it starts even before that in preschool. Starts in that in terms of the early child care that we provide. And again, the earlier the intervention, the better it is. And these early years are a critical window for the development of language skills. And as we all know, the language skills are early predictors of reading comprehension, and again, a basic fundamental building block for success in education. So again, we need to support investment. We need to be speakers at the Board of Education. We need to be speakers in the Chambers of Commerce and in the policy halls of everything from local government to federal government, for providing the type of funding necessary. And we need to vocalize, as CED is very, very good at the use of and reliance on a collection of data to show how this works. Hopefully we'll support the stakeholders at the local level to ensure program quality, and we'll need to invest. Many of us have philanthropic organizations, foundations that are resident in our companies, and I think it's important for us to make certain that, you know, again, as business leaders, we're making certain that our philanthropic organizations are investing parts of their proceeds in this. What do we look for from you? We look for you to serve as business champions, personal business champions, to commit, to step up. We have targeted states in particular that we're looking at. So if you or one of your key business leaders are available, we need strong voices in Georgia, Florida, Wisconsin, New York, Arizona, New Mexico, Mississippi, Kansas, California, and Tennessee, and hopefully we can find at least one strong business champion in each of those states. CED often participates in various panels and arranges panels, volunteer to be speakers at those panels to participate in the conference, and I will tell you that the CED staff is very good at providing talking points, background information, and all the support to make you sound even more erudite than you already are. Step up, host a meeting or a briefing for the business community and other leaders in your area on this topic. Work with HR at your company. They tend to be particularly strong advocates to provide helpful information about quality child care and location for our own employees, as well as for the communities that we're embedded in. There's a great foundation of CED research. Share it often. And we're open to any ideas that you might have, and hopefully you'll offer suggestions on this.